Thank you, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I want to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. Those who are listening over the radio and those who are listening over the internet, we welcome you to our service. And we pray that as you hear Pastor's message in the near moments here, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that only God's word can give us today as we're all separated at this time, our brothers and sisters. I know we miss each other very much, but Lord willing, everything will be back under control and we'll all be together again soon. You know, the Lord asks us to be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplications, make our request unto him with thanksgiving. So we're thankful that we still can broadcast on the radio and the internet and getting the gospel out. But we look forward to having everyone together again. The scripture of the month is found in Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. So we thank God for protecting us always. Activities, of course, of this week, this Wednesday, the 6th, the midweek prayer service will be at 7:30 p.m. It will be broadcast live. And if you wish to join us and pray with us from your home, please email us at secretary@bbcmh.org. And for more information and, of course, delivering prayer requests, you can reach us there also. On Friday the 8th, our youth Bible study is at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning, as you know, we begin our day with the Lord, with a Bible study. And it also is broadcast. It's not broadcast, but if you can come and be with us, of course, we will be here, but not too many people are coming at this time, as you know. So we do have this Bible study broadcast over the internet, but not the radio. Our remaining services for today, of course, has been canceled. And now let us continue to praise the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and Joby Laurel leading our songs.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay. Hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day, sharing the love of God with those that we love and those that really we don't know we love, right? But we were supposed to share the love of God to everyone around us so that they would know who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Let's open today with hymn number 283. We'll sing the first and last stanzas.
Thank you.
pray. Let's turn to number 500, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome again to Bethel Baptist Church. The Lord has blessed us abundantly with his presence and his every provision. I wanted to announce that on Friday, May 1st, Gabriel Gene Palmer entered into the world, weighing in at 5 pounds, 3 ounces. So what a blessing it is. Jacqueline had her baby. And it is doing. They are all well and healthy. What a blessing that is. If you are listening and you would like a Bible to be mailed to you, or you'd like a copy of the bulletin and notes, send an email to secretary@bbcmh.org, and we will send that out to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, rejoicing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord, as Savior, and as God. In you we have our hope, in you we have our purpose and our strength, and we pray for your divine direction, for your hand of blessing to be upon us and over us, to lift us up and to strengthen us to do your will. And I pray for your hand of blessing upon us as your people, to draw us unto yourself and to encourage our hearts to rejoice in you. Even as Isaiah in chapter 49, verse 13 says, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted." And so, Father, we come to you seeking for your comfort and seeking for your mercy upon those who are afflicted. for those who need your presence. And we pray, O Lord, for the reality of your transforming power and of your divine spirit to be upon your people, to encourage them to desire your word, to desire your presence continually, that their lives would be filled with seeking out the wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord, that as the wisdom and the knowledge and the spirit of the Lord dwells richly within us, those around us would not only hear of your transforming power, but they would see it with their own eyes. That we who are called by your grace would love those around us with that same grace that you have loved us with. And we pray, Lord, that that spirit of grace and peace would overshadow your people and then would overshadow the nation. That as there is anxiety and turmoil and anger and fear throughout the United States and throughout the world, that would be replaced with your calmness and with your peace. And that people would remember that God is in control. That through faith in God, faith in Christ, we will have peace. And that it will draw us unto himself. And I pray, Lord, for your spirit that is upon the to be overcoming and overshadowing the afflicted, to comfort them in their sickness. There are some who are that are infected with this COVID-19 virus and other diseases. Lord, comfort them with your healing power. We pray for your spirit to be upon Lil Ida. She has low blood platelets. Lord, revive in her strength and nourish the life of the blood. And we pray for our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, for you to revive in them strength and courage. Father, I received a message recently about Jim Bergen, and we pray for you to comfort him and comfort the family as he's been diagnosed with the stage 4 cancer. Lord, we pray for your peace and your comfort, for your healing touch upon the body, and most importantly, upon the spirit, that you would bless that family with rejoicing in you and in your glorious riches. Lord, we're thankful for you bringing new life into this world. We already mentioned Jacqueline Palmer, and there's Shelley that's also expecting soon. Candace Avila is expecting in July, Esther Palias in September. Lord, you're still moving in the lives of your people to bless them with bringing forth life and to encourage their hearts in you. And we pray, Lord, for those who need your wisdom, your guidance, and your provision. For Bethel, as we seek to grow your facility, your church here, both physically as we want to move some square footage around, but most importantly, spiritually, Lord, as we desire to engage and encounter the community around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ, that your kingdom will grow. Lord, we lift up to you our brother Lee and pray for your mercy and your grace and your guidance upon his work situation. Bless him, Lord, with your divine direction. We pray for your missionaries throughout the world who you have used us to support and to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti of Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Addo Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for your spirit to be upon these missionaries to testify of Christ and to build up the kingdom of Christ. We pray for the offering that we're about to receive to be used for the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to bring honor and glory to your name. that you would bless those who support the work of ministry and encourage their hearts in you. Whether they're listening from here in the sanctuary, over the KKMC radio, or over the internet, or later on in the CD, bless them with your spirit of blessing in your heart of encouragement. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir, for blessing us once again. Today, our passage will be in Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 28 through 33. And again, I would like to welcome those who are listening over the radio and the internet at this time for our service. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word, Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 28 through 33. Now the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinim, and all those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the land to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding. These joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord, our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes. We would not give our daughters as wives to the peoples of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons, if the peoples of the land brought wares or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day. And we would forego the seventh year's produce and the exacting of every debt. Also, we made ordinances for ourselves to exact from ourselves yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, for the regular grain offering, for the regular burnt offering of the Sabbaths, the new moons, and the set feast, for the holy things, for the sin offerings, to make atonement for Israel, and all the work of the house of our God. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we now enter into your holy of holies by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we enter into your presence with our high priest, our mediator, at your right side, who mediates between God and mankind, holding all power in heaven and earth. Father, we have come to worship you only and offer to you all the praise, all the glory, and the sacrifice of righteousness and thanksgiving for what you and what your awesome and mighty works have done for mankind. Father, we cry out to you also for comfort, help, and grace to go through our troubled times. Father, help us to find out what you want us to do and how to live for you from your word today, because your word tells us in 1 Samuel 15, chapter 15, 22, to obey is better than sacrifice. So Lord, encourage us and strengthen us to obey your word. Father, empower us by your Spirit to proclaim the gospel that can purify your church of today and transform the world for Christ's sake. Father, now quiet our souls so that we are able to hear you speak. Bless your word, bless all the hearers, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he teaches us your word today. In Jesus' name, amen.